Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that there are increasing numbers of our fellow citizens here in this great country who believe that tomorrow, the day after tomorrow actually, on Thanksgiving Day, we ought to transform it from a day of thanks to a day of mourning. That began last year. Last year was particularly important because it was the 400th anniversary. It was 2021, and that's 400 years exactly from 1621, which is the year in which the first Thanksgiving occurred. And did it occur? No one, no serious historian, doubts or denies that it did. Because it's extraordinarily well recorded and by several eyewitnesses and participants, and it was there. But turning it into a day of mourning, I think that one of the things that's fascinating here is I saw a photograph under the heading of the National Day of Mourning that is actually very much promoted by a Connecticut magazine, and they have a picture of folks marching in yet last year, and apparently they're going to do it again right near the landing place, the purported landing place at Plymouth Rock in Plymouth Colony, and they have a big banner that says National Day of Mourning, and on the top of it it says in the spirit of Metacomet. Now, in the spirit of Metacomet, who's Metacomet? If you find out who Metacomet really is, which we will tell you in this hour of the Michael Medved Show, it's incredible that there are people today in 2022 who want to be marching around bringing back the spirit of Metacomet, who was actually a bloodthirsty mass murderer who, I mean, I don't know what it's equivalent to. It's equivalent to raising in the spirit of Osama bin Laden because Metacomet was a terrorist. Okay. You know what? Rather than paying it off later, I'll pay it off right now. Metacomet was also known as King Philip. And he was the son of Massasoit, who was the chief of the Wampanoag Indians and a very powerful figure in Indian life, in native life, at the time that the Pilgrims landed. And he established a peace treaty with the Pilgrims, with the English settlers in Plymouth Colony. They established that peace treaty the time of the first Thanksgiving in 1621, and it lasted for more than 50 years, and honored on both sides. And then what they, this is just how Wikipedia refers to what happened, is that Massasoit had maintained a long-standing alliance with the colonists. Metacomet, whose dates were estimated 1638 to 1676, was his younger son, who became the tribal chief in 1662 after Massasoit's death. Metacom, however, gave up his father's alliance between the Wampanoags and the colonists after repeated violations by the colonists. In any event, it wasn't just giving up the alliance. It was led to what was called King Philip's War, which, according to most American historians, in terms of claiming a percentage of the American population, that was the bloodiest war ever fought on this continent, next to the Civil War. And maybe not even next to, because the population was so much less. But the war was the greatest calamity in 17th century New England, and is considered by many to be the deadliest war in colonial American history. In the space of little more than a year, 12 of the region's towns were totally destroyed, and many more were damaged. The economy of Plymouth and Rhode Island colonies was all but ruined, and their population was decimated, losing more than one-tenth of all men available for military service were killed. More than half of New England's towns were attacked by natives. Hundreds of Wampanoags and their allies were publicly executed, and the Wampanoags were left effectively landless. The King Philip's War was a nightmare. There were also incidents of women in particular, though some men as well, being kidnapped by the Indian combatants and treated extraordinarily brutally. So when people are marching around today, isn't it a little bit nutty that you have people marching around here in our country, and they're free to march all they want, but they say in the spirit of Metacomet? I mean, really? Really? An estimated... In other words, the part of what the Indian warriors achieved in this fight, King Philip's War, was to push back the borders of the Massachusetts Bay, Plymouth, and Rhode Island colonies, burning towns as they went, including Providence in March 1676. More to come on that. Then, again, when you talk about other things that don't make sense, there's the World Cup, and aside from the breathtaking upset today, which has produced so many cries of amazement and delight in the Arab world in particular, there's a commentary on MSNBC from a commentator named Ayman Mohyeldin, and basically talking about a moral equivalence between Qatar and the United States on human rights. In other words, if you're American, you have no right to be critical of the mini-nation, 3 million people, of Qatar. Listen.
No one is saying Qatar is perfect, but I'm urging us to be a little bit more nuanced in our critiques and resist simply parroting generic Orientalist tropes. While it's fair to question and criticize Qatar, I wonder if this debate is truly about migrant workers' rights and human rights, or is it that European countries who view themselves as the guardians of global soccer for their own selfish economic purposes can't stomach the idea that an Arab Middle Eastern country will host this venerable global gathering? I wonder if any of these American pundits grandstanding about human rights will call for the U.S. to be stripped of hosting the 2026 World Cup for the way elected leaders in this country and our judicial system in this country have rolled back reproductive rights or are trying to ban the word gay in public schools or even ban books. No one is accusing the U.S. of trying to sportswash its anti-women, anti-LGBTQ, anti-book policies. And perhaps Europeans should set a better example of how migrants in their own countries are treated.
Okay, this whole idea of sports washing, that all of a sudden having a sports team puts you beyond criticism. I'll tell you something that isn't beyond criticism. The White House press office had a very rough day today. And I want you to help to share in some of what Karine Jean-Pierre experienced relating to the new student loan bailout and the attempt to postpone the resumption of payments for some of the money that people borrowed and that is owned. And also difficulty on the part of the White House press spokesman answering questions about Hunter Biden and about the origins of COVID. We'll play that for you coming up, and questions about Biden's bad joke. We'll be right back.
Michael, you rock.
Michael Medved.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael, you know what? You make a lot of sense.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press spokeswoman, did a stunning job, as she usually does, explaining the latest developments concerning President Biden's student loan bailout. This is clip 7. Listen.
On your question of student loan, are you talking about what specifically, just because you said 2 weeks has passed, but as you know, we have sent this up to the highest court of the land, the highest court of our nation, to make sure that we move forward quickly with making sure that the student loan relief that the president put forward, his plan, gets to the American people very quickly.
Decisive, clear. Now everything comes across so that we can all understand it. There was also a difficult question. It's probably a silly and impossible question, but okay, that's her job. She's White House press spokesman. She faced a question, this is clip 6, about the origins of COVID. Listen.
I will not call on you if you yell. And also, you're taking time off the clock because Dr. Fauci has to leave in a couple of minutes. I'm done. I'm not getting into a back and forth with you. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Dr. Fauci, only 30
grade questions.
You ask your question. You should allow her to answer.
Jeremy,
the origin of COVID-19.
It is not your turn. It is not your turn.
You can't read a press briefing. You need to call from people across the room. She has a valid question. She's asking about the origin of COVID.
I hear the question.
Dr. Fauci is the best person.
I hear your question, but we're not doing this the way you want it. This is a disrespectful. It is. I'm done. Simon, I'm done. I'm done with you right now.
Yeah, right. I mean, I hope that your Thanksgiving table works out better and more effectively. And then, of course, yesterday at the White House press briefing, a reporter asked about the president's involvement with any of his son Hunter's dubious foreign business enterprises. Here is the response of the presidential spokesman, Karine Jean-Pierre. Listen.
Can you address whether the president was involved in any of his son, Hunter, or his brother's foreign business deals?
So, look, there's a little bit of interesting, kind of on-brand thinking here because, congressional Republicans ran saying that they were going to fight inflation. They said they were going to make that a priority. They were very clear about that these past several months. Instead, what they're doing is they're making their top priority. They get the majority, and their top priority is actually not focusing on the American families, but focusing on the president's family.
Okay. A decisive answer. Is there an answer for the latest from Kamala Harris? Kamala Harris says she will be on the ticket with Biden. Isn't it up to him? If he runs again in 2024, as the president mulls his decision and voters consider if they want him back in the White House, the majority of Americans don't want either Biden or Trump to run. And it's an increasing majority. It's like two-thirds would rather both of these gentlemen retire. But Vice President Harris said today she will be on the 2024 ticket. And she said, as the president said, he intends to run. And if he does, I will be running with him, she told reporters on her trip to the Philippines. Harris refused to answer questions about former President Donald Trump's announcement last Tuesday that he is seeking the White House for the third time in 2024. I am thinking about right now what we need to do in the Indo-Pacific, she answered when asked about Trump. And then she also had this to say when she arrived in the Philippines. And again, it's profound and philosophical and shows the depth for which the vice president is so well respected. Clip 4.
The way that I think about it is, you know, like relay racing. You know, you race and someone passes the baton and then, right? So that's what life is. It's basically a relay race. And so the people who are heroes, whichever gender they are, they ran their part of the race, and then they passed us a baton. And the question is, what will we do with the time we carry the baton? Which means there's no time to get tired. Come on. Right? You're going to pass that baton at some point. But right now you're carrying it. And the question is, what are you doing with it?
Yeah, what if you drop the baton? What are you doing with it? Exactly. I'm not sure that Kamala Harris has held on to the baton. And then there's the question of President Biden's sense of humor. This was questioned on CNN by a panel on that network. This is clip three.
America's first 80-year-old president reflected on Republicans' disappointing midterms performance with a pretty bad, like really bad, granddad joke at the annual turkey pardon.
The only red wave this season is going to be a German Shepherd commander knocks over the cranberry sauce on our table.
The only red wave is going to be when the commander... Did they change commander's name at the same time or give this dog the name commander when they changed the name of the Washington football team? there's also this. A quote that has been issued concerning the upcoming National Day of Mourning, which is Thursday, of course, Thanksgiving, otherwise known. We will continue to gather on this hill until corporations and the U.S. military stop polluting the earth, until we dismantle the brutal apparatus of mass incarceration. We will not stop until the oppression of our two-spirit siblings is a thing of the past, when the homeless have homes, when children are no longer taken from their parents and locked in cages, when the Palestinians reclaim the homeland and the autonomy Israel has denied them for the past 70 years, when no person goes hungry or is left to die because they have little or no access to quality health care, when insulin is free, when union busting is a thing of the past, until then, the struggle will continue. And I'm sure that celebrating a national day of mourning is a great way to advance that struggle, right? We will get further in that question coming up. And what about the possibility of a rail strike? And what about the anniversary today of the Kennedy assassination? Putting that in context and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Railroad unions and management are heading back to the bargaining table in an effort to head off a national strike in December. The Biden administration had praised a tentative deal in September to resolve disputes about pay and working conditions. Texas Republican Congressman Beth Van Dune says this issue is bigger than most people realize.
It's something totally different when you think about the number of products that go on rail, including liquid natural gas and things like chlorine that help with all of our water supplies. This is a national security issue, not just a Christmas gift issue.
Two people are dead in a television news helicopter crash along an interstate in North Carolina Tuesday. The crash happened along Interstate 71 in South Charlotte. The chopper belonged to television station WBTV. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it was 59 years ago today that John Kennedy was assassinated. And it's hard not to recognize that as a generational moment, a moment when America changed, and not for the better. This is the way that Walter Cronkite announced the news of Kennedy's shooting on live TV 59 years ago today. Listen.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
And, of course, he did. And Walter Cronkite, who had the kind of prestige and trust that Americans felt for him, later members of the media could only dream of, could only envy. He was often referred to as Uncle Walter, the most trusted man in America. I think of my own parents and how much they counted on the Walter Cronkite news broadcast. But this actually raises another question, which is that during the recent campaign, there was a tremendous amount of conversation about politicized violence, that we were an increasingly violent country with more and more examples of people using bloodthirsty means, sometimes even fatal means, to express their political gripes, differences. And look, it's tremendously worrisome. I think that the great example of that being, of course, January 6th and some of the rhetoric surrounding January 6th, and we will see. They haven't announced a verdict yet, have they, in the seditious conspiracy trial of the Oath Keepers, but you have all of that around us. What's it seems wrong to me is that people don't recognize that we have a history. And we have a history of terrible politicized violence, the Kennedy assassination, the Lincoln assassination, those are just the two best known. When you actually think about what's happened in this country, we have had four different presidents who were murdered in office. And attempts at other presidents. President Lincoln was murdered in office in 1865. James A. Garfield, who had just become president, a very promising president, brilliant guy, one of the youngest people ever elected, and he is shot in the back at the Washington train station in 1881. And he lingered for a while, and then he may have died ultimately because of the way the doctors cared for him. And then you have McKinley visiting the World's Fair, the exposition in Buffalo, New York. Yes, it wasn't snowing at that time because it was September. And he goes up there in 1901, and he is shoved, waiting in line, shaking hands with people, and someone has a gun wrapped in a handkerchief. It's Leon Czolgosz, an anarchist activist, and again, politicized violence, and they kill President McKinley. There were also serious attempts to kill both Presidents Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, when he was running to return to the White House in 1912, and he took a bullet in the chest, and it was serious, insisted on giving a speech anyway. We described that entire sequence in my book, God's Hand on America, and it's fortunate that he lived. And Franklin Roosevelt came within inches of being killed by an assassin right before his inauguration, which would have been a tremendous constitutional crisis. And he escaped that. It was, again, an anarchist activist named Zangara, who was executed literally a few weeks thereafter. And at that same shooting, the mayor of Chicago, Tony Chermak, was there to meet with Roosevelt. And the shooting occurred in Miami, and Chermak took the bullet in the stomach and died a few days later, and which is why Zangara was executed. Robert Kennedy's assassination, everybody knows about and remembers, but people forget Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford, twice he had crazed women who actually took shots at him. And one of those shots, Ford was with the governor of California. Yes, it was Jerry Brown at that time. And then President Reagan, of course, took a bullet in the chest. And there's also a mayor of Chicago who I happened to write a paper about in college, Carter Harrison, who on October 28th, 1893, was shot at the World's Fair that he helped to put together and killed. Andrew Jackson was approached by assassins twice, and twice the bullets misfired. The mayor of New York in 1913, James Gaynor, was shot in the back of the neck by somebody who had just lost his city job. He survived. But this fact about American violence, it should never be taken lightly. But the idea that it's something that, well, right now we have these horrible instances, and there, yes, were people who died surrounding January 6th, and it was unique and organized violence, but there were huge riots in Chicago in 1968, in August of 1968. There were deadly riots in Chicago and on the streets. We had bombings that were taking place during the 1960s by the Weather Underground. Chusa Bodine, former police commissioner in San Francisco, who was, his parents had been involved in some of those bombings and the bombing campaigns of the 1960s. The point being that, look, we again live at a time of unease and discontent, but it's not unique in American history. We have had all kinds of other incidents. I just gave you some of them. And it seems to me it's a healthy thing that next year we'll see, because next year it's 60 years that from the Kennedy assassination. This year it's just 59. Isn't the fascination with trying to reconstruct a conspiracy around the Kennedy assassination, not confronting the awful, horrible, inconceivable truth that a lone nut, a crazy, degenerate, a former communist, somebody who had actually defected to the Soviet Union, was the one who killed John Kennedy? But that is so much like the other assassinations. The only one where there was any kind of organized conspiracy was President Lincoln. And I think we, by this time, know pretty much everything about what Booth tried to do and what he succeeded in doing. But the moment, it seems to me, that there is less obsession this year on the anniversary of Kennedy's death, which is today, than there has been in recent times, where, again, people have constantly, there's new tapes from motorcycle cops and new photograph analysis and new claims about what the autopsy showed. I think that's because people want a tragedy like that, an unspeakable tragedy with the death of an American president. They want it to mean something. Lincoln's assassination seemed so hideous and so destructive to the country, but it had that significance because it was a supporter of slavery and a Confederate sympathizer who killed him. The Kennedy assassination, let us hope it provokes less and less paranoia and conspiracism. We will be right back on the MedVed Show. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And even without the evidence of the election, where the exit polls showed that basically the American people hated both parties, they did. And maybe they do. And it should be a challenge to Republicans to do something about that. But with all of that, do we really need a rail strike right now? I mean, again, this is... railroads right now are not the chosen method of transportation for most people, certainly not outside the Acela card or between Boston and Washington, D.C. But rail transport is very important for the supply chain, for getting you the products you want that people need on Thanksgiving and more. Here's a CNN report on the possible rail strike, what we don't need. Listen.
Workers at the biggest and most powerful rail union have voted down a tentative contract deal, and if the two sides cannot reach an agreement soon, there might be a strike, which industry officials have estimated could cost the economy more than $2 billion per day. Freight rail obviously makes up a huge chunk of the American supply chain, and a strike means that food prices could skyrocket even more than they've already been raised, because rail is absolutely crucial in getting those products to consumers. Even gas prices could increase, given 300,000 barrels are moved daily by rail. And about 75% of all cars and trucks built in the United States or imported here are also moved by rail. That could mean a big shortage and massive price hikes. And if you're a commuter, you might also be in trouble, because nearly 97% of passenger rail used by Amtrak actually runs on freight lines. On top of all of that, the holidays are obviously right around the corner, meaning the strike could come during peak buying season.
Okay, this is something we don't want. And again, I appreciate that President Biden has done his job and pardoned, what was it, Chip and Chalk, who were the two turkeys who were pardoned this year, and he was in a genial mood. And yes, he is trying to do what he can to keep the aid flowing to our allies in Ukraine, and that's important. But in addition, he's somebody who is so much identified with rail transport, riding the train from Wilmington, Delaware, as he did for years while he worked in Washington in the Senate and as vice president. But honest to goodness, shouldn't a tremendous priority be using every bit of presidential influence and persuasion to get these two sides together and to avoid a rail strike right now? Speaking of strikes, there is this in Washington Post, and It's fascinating, but it's grim, and it goes to one of our great unsolved national problems, which is dealing with mental illness in a preventative way and trying to make sure that you keep weapons out of the hands of people who are dangerously mentally ill. And this is a piece in the Washington Post about Aldrich, Anderson Aldrich, the shooter who killed five people at that club in Colorado Springs, wounded another 17. It says, until age 15, he was known as Nicholas Brink, living in San Antonio. His parents separated when he was a toddler, and when he was 12, his mother, Laura Vopel, she is the daughter of that politician in California, was arrested for suspected arson, according to court documents. She was later found guilty of a lesser offense in connection with the same incident. At age 15, Nicholas became the target of particularly vicious bout of online bullying in which insulting accusations were posted to a website along with his name, photos, and online aliases, according to a review of the site by the Washington Post. At some point, a YouTube account was created under his name featuring a crude, profanity-laden animation under the title Asian Homosexual Gets Molested. For unstated reasons, just before his 16th birthday, the young man petitioned a Texas court with two of his grandparents' names on the document to legally change his entire name. His mother's name did not appear on the petition. Nicholas F. Brink became Anderson Lee Aldrich, who at age 22 would gain infamy as the suspected shooter accused of killing at least five people and wounding 18 others inside the Colorado Springs bar known as Club Q. The reasons behind the choice of the new name were unclear. In June 2021, Aldrich was arrested for an alleged bomb threat, one that prompted a partial evacuation of the Colorado Springs neighborhood where his mother lived at the time. He was charged with kidnapping and felony menacing, but was never prosecuted for reasons that remain unclear. Despite his run-in with the law, some 17 months later, Aldrich was in possession of at least one weapon, a long gun, which he allegedly used in targeting customers and employees inside the nightclub, long seen as a safe haven for the city's gay and lesbian communities. This is all terribly sad. And the idea that with such a deeply troubled record, with his mother being involved with arson, which is a very serious crime, horrible crime, and his own shutting down a neighborhood, having a standoff with police just a year before this horrible killing. Again, the Colorado red flag law, and they have one, it's just not working very well. I'll tell you what else is not working very well is President Trump's latest race for the presidency. The New York Post, which used to be his biggest supporter in the press, we got more support from the New York Post than any other paper. They now have a headline that says, Iowa Republicans dump Trump for DeSantis in caucus survey. A poll released yesterday indicated that 32% of likely caucus goers would make the 44-year-old's Florida governor their first choice. Another 30%, as opposed to the 32%, said their top pick would be the 76-year-old former president. Well, that's not entirely dumping Trump. He's 2 points behind. But the result represents a 23-point swing in the poll from June when Trump led DeSantis by 38-17. And a 46-point swing from November of last year when the 45th president led 56% to 12%. With support barely half what it was a year ago in a time when DeSantis' vote has nearly tripled, Trump becomes a severe underdog in the race, said Rick Shafton of the Neighborhood Research and Media, which actually authorized the poll. We will go to, in the midst of all these strains of the season, there's actually a pretty enjoyable film, more appropriate for the Christmas part of the season, but come on, it's officially kicked in with Thanksgiving anyway, right? Listen. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Will Ferrell, Ryan Reynolds, and Octavia Spencer co-star in the latest musical update of A Christmas Carol that tries hard for some 21st century relevance in Spirited. Now streaming on Apple TV+.
I'm your ghost of Christmas present.
Like A Christmas Carol?
Yes, yes.
I believe he can be a positive force for mankind. People don't change.
Well, of course they do, and in this film, Will Ferrell plays a ghostly agent who's assigned to transform an egotistical, selfish businessman played by Reynolds using the same style of haunting that Dickens used on Scrooge. The results are never deeply moving, but they are funny and frisky, with terrific choreography and some likable new songs written by Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, the same team behind La La Land and The World's Greatest Showman. It's rated PG-13 for a few discreet sex references. 2.5 stars for the warm-hearted and entertaining Spirited. And next time, we are going to be probing all sorts of mysteries. Kanye has suddenly plummeted as a popular baby name. Why would that be? Could that be racism? And what about sexism? The Washington Post asks a deep question. Why don't more men take their wives' last names when they get married? And then there is a progressive paradox, which is worth exposing and maybe analyzing. How could it be that in the minds of so many people on the left, tobacco is horrible? It is. Vaping is horrible, sure, but marijuana, that's great for you. Does the medical community agree? It turns out not so much. And how will Seattle Native Americans take back Thanksgiving, according to the Seattle Times? There's also a big new movie by Steven Spielberg, The Fablemans. Will review the latest from Disney Animation called Strange World. And a full release tomorrow of that great new movie, Devotion, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.